Crypto card spending up 500% since September 2024 to $600 Mailers monthly. Crypto card spending has climbed roughly 500% since September 2024, according to data shared by research outlet CoinBureau on May 3, 2026. Monthly volume across the category now sits around $600, with March 2026 marking one of the strongest months on record. The figure puts the segment on a clear upward curve that has accelerated through the back half of 2025 and into Q1 of this year. The growth is happening against a flat broader market. BTC trades at roughly $78,125 and ETH at $23,011 as of May 3, 2026, both within tight 24-hour ranges. Card volume is rising even when prices are not, which suggests usage is being pushed by spending behavior rather than wealth effect splurges. A 500% jump in 18 months. The starting point matters. September 2024 monthly volume was modest, sitting in the low nine figures across all programs combined. Reaching $600 monthly in March 2026 means the category is on pace for an annualized run rate above $7 billion if the curve holds. That is still small relative to global card networks, which clear trillions of dollars per month. But it is large enough to attract serious BIN sponsors, larger issuer relationships, and the kind of merchant-side acceptance work that did not exist 2 years ago. What is fueling the surge? Three structural forces sit behind the curve. First, stablecoin rails have become the default funding source for the category. USDC and USDT balances now back most card programs, removing the price volatility friction that made earlier cards feel like a bad deal during downturns. When the underlying balance does not move, spending it becomes a normal payments decision rather than a market timing call. Second, global issuers have pushed aggressive country-by-country rollouts across Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia. The user base is no longer concentrated in a few crypto-heavy markets. CoinBureau's data follows separate Bitso reporting that stablecoins now make up 40% of Latin American crypto buys, which feeds directly into card volume in those corridors. Third, Visa and MasterCard have moved past the experimental phase. Both networks now treat crypto-funded cards as a standing product line rather than a pilot program. That has translated into faster BIN approvals, more issuer partnerships, and broader merchant acceptance than the category had in 2023 or early 2024. Where the volume is coming from, the $600 monthly figure is not the work of a single vendor. It is spread across roughly two dozen active programs. Self-custody options like the Gnosis Pay Card and the MetaMask Metal Card capture the wallet-native segment, where users want to spend directly from their own keys. Custodial issuers like Crypto.com and Nexo handle the high-spend, rewards-driven segment with tiered cashback. A newer wave of stablecoin-first cards, including Tria and Ready, targets users who want USD-denominated spending without an exchange account in the middle. Geography matters as much as product fit. Markets where local payment rails are expensive or restrictive, including Argentina, Nigeria, and the Philippines, are seeing card adoption rise faster than the global average. In those corridors, a stablecoin card is not really a crypto product. It is a USD account in a place where USD accounts are hard to open. Risks behind the growth curve. Volume growth does not equal good user economics. Several caveats apply. The headline fee on most crypto cards is not the full cost. Visa and MasterCard interchange spreads, typically 0.5 to 0.9%. Conversion spreads at the point of sale and on-chain top-up gas fees stack on top of the disclosed rate. Heavy users still pay measurably more per transaction than they would on a traditional bank debit card. Token staking cards, like the Crypto.com tier system or the XPlace lineup, add price risk to the rewards calculation. Users who lock CRO or PLU to unlock cashback can see the dollar value of that stake fall faster than the cashback accrues. The 500% volume number does not capture realized return on those locked positions. Custodial risk also persists. Crypto card balances are not insured against issuer insolvency in most jurisdictions. the Wirecard and FTX collapses showed how quickly card balances can become locked when a payments partner fails, and the current rollout has expanded faster than regulatory frameworks in several of the markets driving growth.